from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your two-minute Texas crop and weather report for November 20th, 2012. With very dry conditions setting in, most winter wheat stands are already severely stressed. Tuesday, I got the story from Dr. Travis Miller, Associate Department Head and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and Program Leader in the Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Department, College Station.
We were fortunate enough, about a month and a half ago, we got a significant rainfall over much of the state. Probably 80% of the state got at least an inch of rain. And we had several million acres of wheat and winter pastures planted on that rainfall. It was a timely event. A lot of the state got good stands on it, and we've had one of the driest Octobers on record, followed by a November with essentially no rain in the state of Texas. So very dry conditions setting in, and these pastures are really stressed. I mean, we're getting very little growth. Some of the stands are still hanging on, but they can only do that for a while on the amount of rainfall we got.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Another issue I heard was that even if we got some good rains now, these dry months means the wheat pasture won't be ready for grazing.
The reason we get good growth on fall-planted small grains is warmer temperatures and more longer day length. Mm. And as we get into cooler temperatures and shorter day length, we get less growth on them. We normally expect, you know, October to be a great month for growing winter pastures. We got enough rainfall to get stands, but we didn't get much rainfall to get growth.
Are there estimates of how many acres of wheat were planted?
The majority of our wheat crop was planted from late September through now, and we're looking at probably a 6 million acre wheat crop.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.